Wake up.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
This is very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Good morning, man. It is still sticky outside, and it's going up to 30 today, 31 tomorrow. I guess it'll break for the thunderstorms on Wednesday. Just a crazy one. It's nice to be back. I haven't been on the air since Wednesday last week.
Yeah.
When I lost my voice, and this is as good as it got. It's funny. I got a text message, 999999 on Wednesday last week, and somebody was like, hey, you know, be careful with that. My daughter or my husband had it or something like that. And they were like, they didn't get their voice back for a week. And I was like, oh, not this guy.
Yeah.
Well, there he is.
They are absolutely right. And so we'll see how it goes today. So apologies for my very raspy voice, but let's check in with everybody. TJ, nice to see you again. What's going on, man?
Great to see you, man. You know what really bugged me this weekend? The story I read on Reddit. You guys know I love space, so this hurt me in my bones. A guy missed a call from actual space because his friend is an astronaut and is on the International Space Station and tried calling him from space, and he let it go to voicemail because he didn't recognize the number.
Stop it. God.
He saw the call.
It said U.S. government. He's like, not today.
No. That's amazing. Jax, what about you?
Well, now I finally feel like the world is back, because last time, for the first time in almost 3 years, I went to karaoke. I sang Shania Twain. I've never felt more alive. I was like, okay, the world is healing. The world is getting better.
Incredible. Yeah. Which one? Which Shania?
Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Okay. Okay,
hello.
That's a crowd pleaser.
You got to have one karaoke song in your holster. All right, producer Leah, what's up with you?
I want to give a big ups and a shout out to Felix Oje Aliassime, who has played brilliantly during the French Open, which is going on right now. He played Nadal yesterday, and they went to a full 5 sets. Oh. I watched 4.5 of it, and then I had to go do something. But he got defeated, unfortunately, but he played so well, and I'm just so proud of him, and I really want to see him in real life,
I think my favorite thing this weekend was producer Leah, basically in her Instagram stories, watching tennis with her parents, and then her dad's giving commentary.
Man.
He's
a very funny man.
He's a funny guy.
So we're going to have a fun show today. I know it's Monday. I know it's too soon. I know you're like, oh, my God. Oh, it'll be good. Trust me.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Sometimes when you have kids, you listen to your friends who don't have kids talk, and you're like, God, I used to be cool, and I'm not cool anymore. And producer Leah walks in this morning, and as part of her show notes, she's like, listen, guys, I almost got kicked out of a bar on the weekend. I'm like, oh my God, I used to be cool.
Amazing.
But this isn't for bad behavior necessarily.
No, I'm not cool.
Because this bar is a secret bar.
Yeah, it's a secret bar. It's a restaurant up top. It's a delicious restaurant up top. And we had no idea there was a little secret hidden speakeasy downstairs. The reason why we got to figure that out is because we got chatting with the owner.
Yeah.
He's a big fan of Jamaica.
Hey.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. He makes his own rum. And we just got into a lot of conversation based around that, and also got a little tipsy based on the rum. And from that, he let it out that he wanted us to get into the speakeasy. And for that, you have to get like playing cards. He gives you like specific cards. You got to flash the card when you get in. And you can't tell anybody about it.
Okay, but you have to tell us.
Namaste. I'm telling everyone right now.
Well, so
that's the problem. That's a secret.
So you have a great relationship with this person. Why did you get in trouble?
Well, I felt so cool in that moment that I wanted everybody else to know that I was going to be in a speakeasy. And I wanted other people to join me. And I was thinking maybe I could sneak a couple people in.
So
I told RJ right away, and I told my friend Annie.
Yeah,
and what happened?
I think RJ is just so cool that he actually got in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
he was expecting to be let into the speakeasy.
But when it came to my second friend, they were like, "What do you think you're doing? She doesn't have we don't have a playing card for her." Yeah. So they're like, "You need to." This was a secret. We told you not to say anything. We called it a secret. And I said, "Oh well."
She got asked to leave.
Yeah. I got it. They said if you do that one more time, you will have to leave.
Oh, so
close to leaving. Yeah, but no, and then I got in there and you can order all these cool drinks. The only thing is these drinks are very expensive.
They're similar
to the drinks upstairs, but like I guess with an extra added ingredient, which makes it like $10 more.
That ingredient is secrecy.
Yeah.
Secret pricing. So you got it now.
I've been to one and it's called Bar Sous Sol, and so it's in Maison Selby.
Yeah.
So it's this it's at Sherbert and Bloor, which I know is not exactly the happening club spot, but it's actually really, really nice. Yeah. And then there's this speakeasy below, and you have to, I think they give you like a knock or something. Yeah. It's been a while. But basically now I just go there for brunch because I'm never up that late.
Apparently the brunch is really good.
It's
upstairs.
really good. Okay. This is how uncool I am. Listen. I know you broke the rules and everything, but I got to be honest, it's a hell of a lot cooler than anything I did this weekend.
Cool. Okay, well, I'll take it.
Thank you.
I will.
Take it. Now, do you think they'll ever allow you back in the front door?
No, I mean, come on. Like, it's over now. Like, they said, you know, she got a one shot, she blew it, it's over. So I'm glad I had fun on Friday, but that's it. That's it for me.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Are you watching movies sometimes and you can pick out the city?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're watching TV shows, you can pick up the city like Handmaid's Tale. You can actually see Jax in the background running, chasing down Elizabeth Moss. Because Jax actually goes out to Handmaid's Tale locations.
I love the show. I think it's so well done.
And like places, there's also places around like Port Hope where, you know, they shot It.
Yeah.
Now, Toronto's going to be the backdrop for the new Chucky movie. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Not movie, series. There's like a series coming out.
Yes.
And what's funny is that I guess people are leaving Chucky dolls around the city. People are finding Chucky dolls.
Don't like that.
Don't want anything to do with that. No.
You guys ever seen Child's Play?
No, because I was a very fearful boy growing up, and I've become a very fearful man.
No. I wanted to run a clip from Chucky, and I looked up top 15 Chucky liners on YouTube.
Okay.
All of them are so inappropriate that I couldn't even bleep them.
Okay.
Like they're so not usable. Okay. You ever seen it, Jax?
Absolutely not. I had trouble with the Leprechaun series, so I had no business watching.
I've seen that. What's the Leprechaun series?
The Leprechaun is just this horrifying Leprechaun that there's like it's like a trilogy from like the late 80s, and I had trouble with that, so my parents told me I couldn't handle Chucky because fictitious dolls and animals I can't.
Is that the first movie you ever screamed to?
Probably.
You were like you were screamed out in terror.
Probably like.
TJ, what was the first movie you really screamed out in terror?
The Brave Little Toaster.
Oh yeah, you've talked about this. Was it the air conditioner?
Air conditioner haunts me to this day. I tried to watch that clip like a couple months ago, just to, like immersion therapy. Still not over.
That's amazing.
It's horrible. Really? What about you, Adam?
Every time TJ mentions that, he brings up the air Brave Little Toaster. For me, like scream out in terror.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park.
Really?
Yeah. I remember I got it for I think I was 7 when it came out. It was like 95.
Yeah.
And I got it on VHS because my parents were never taking me to the theater to see that.
No.
And I think because I cried at Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, so I was a sensi boy.
Okay.
But I really so the first. That the scene where the trucks get stuck near the T-Rex pen, the power goes off, whatever, and the T-Rex comes out and chases them.
Yeah.
That's when I was terrified. And it was my VHS. I got it for Christmas. So I was like, I want to watch this. I want to make it through. And, you know, there's that scene where he looks in the rearview mirror and the mouth is getting closer to him.
Yeah.
That was enough for me in grade 3 to absolutely lose my mind. And then my parents, God bless them, but they put me right to bed afterwards, which is the worst thing because now you're terrified of everything around you, too. It's like, what's hiding under my bed, you know?
Probably a T-Rex.
Yeah, probably.
Slipping under there.
Yeah,
they're small.
A couple more years before I could watch the whole movie.
No.
It's Virgin Radio.
Too much.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, June is approaching, and on this show, if you know us a little bit, even if you don't know us at all, you should know that Pride Month is a big deal with us. We also call it the month where Jax is on tour. Because what happens is Jax, being gay, is therefore asked to talk about being gay on every outlet ever that's ever existed.
In a good way. Like, I have a lot of fun.
They're not just like, hey, Jax, you're gay.
Yeah.
And then they just let her talk.
I mean, kind of.
Hey, come here, lesbian. It's fantastic. And I get to spread a great word and spread the messaging. And, like, guys, this is the first time that Pride has been in real life.
Oh, my God.
In 2 years. Yeah. And this is going to be, like, it's going to be nuts.
I remember.
It's going to be nuts.
The last time Pride happened, My ex-wife and I took Everly, and she was 2 weeks old.
Right.
Took her to the parade, and we carried her through. So she was she was literally six pounds. I've had her. She slept the whole time. But we walked her through, and she was just a tiny little baby.
3 years.
And,
yeah.
And we went to the Virgin Radio tent at Young Dundas. She was a tiny little thing. So it was a very, very hot day, and I can remember just sweating through my shirt, whatever. But what?
That was uncommon.
Yeah.
Really, that could happen to me anytime. Such a fun time.
Now, so much fun.
So this year, obviously, and we make jokes about Jack's being on tour, but this is important, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about, like, what's your plan and what's the plan? Like, you know, it kind of kicks off, but really the big, big, big parade and celebrations are at the end of the month.
That's right. So that's going down on the weekend of the 25th, 26th. It's going to be just wild, like you said. And the float, like, usually they have a cap on how many floats you can do, but I guess this year it's been extended because they want so many people to be involved. So,
oh, man.
Yeah, the parade on the 26th is going to be wild. All of the amazing activities and festivities going down on Church Street. I read yesterday, I think 21 blocks are going to be closed.
Whoa, wow.
For awesome. The celebration, it's going to be absolutely wild. The Pride Month kicks off, of course, on June 1st, but the Pride festivities go down the last week of it. I'm going to be on every platform here telling you about it, of course, like you said, and keeping you up to date. I also wanted to give a shout out. I'm going to a cowboy party.
What's
on
a
Thursday?
Party?
It's called Queers and Steers. Steers and Queers.
No
and
way.
It's a Dolly Parton themed party.
What?
Yeah, on the Thursday night of Pride weekend. And I just bought a cowboy hat, a Canadian Tire, guys. I'm ready to go.
Amazing.
Okay, so honestly, though, there's going to be so many festivities, a bunch of stages. There's also, because I think that when you think of Pride, you think of partying and that you think of, you know, going out and about and drinking. But there's so much family-oriented Pride. So whether you're coming in town with, like, your kids or your mom and your dad, like, there's festivities welcoming that. Also, sober Pride is a really big thing.
Yeah.
Because I think when you think of Pride, you think of drinking and substances. But there's a lot of sober, catered Pride events. It's going to be wonderful. So they're really taking care of everybody this year.
You got to remember, too, Pride's a protest, right?
Exactly.
That's how it started.
Exactly.
It didn't, what it is?
It didn't start with banks on floats. It started with bricks going through windows.
That's right.
Yes, that's
absolutely
right.
Absolutely. I was reading up yesterday because I'm doing some features for my podcast on Pride this month. I didn't realize this, but it was 71 was the first... was the very first Pride, like, protest.
Yeah,
it was in
Ottawa.
I didn't realize it was, like, and then, like, it was, they had just decriminalized it.
Yes, yeah.
They just decriminalized it, like, a year and a half before that. It's crazy. Yeah. It's not that long ago.
Yeah, it was a full-blown protest, and now it's, there are a lot of floats, but it still has the same messaging behind it.
Absolutely. So, look out for Jax at Pride. Follow at Jax on air. And you'll see what she's doing. Maybe you can do that too.
Also, to give you a little hint, the week of Pride, we're going to be playing something called the Gay Games
here on 99.9.
Oh, you're going to find out and you're going to get wild with me.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
So everyone was losing their minds this weekend because Cardi B posted a video on Instagram of her watching a yacht sink. The yacht was, there was no one on it, and it was just sinking slowly, and then she does her trademark commentary over it. Just, I love Cardi B. That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
She could say anything and I just listen. It's so good.
Camila Cabello got booed at the UEFA Champions League final. So I guess it's uncommon in Europe for them to have a performer at these events. They say it's not the Super Bowl. Despite that, they're like, oh, let's put Camila Cabello out there. So they started booing her and singing their team's anthem over her performance.
Oh,
after the game, she went on Twitter and said, playing back our performance, and I can't believe people were singing their team's anthem so loud during our performance. Like, my team and I worked tirelessly for so long to bring the right vibes and give a good show, and then called it rude. And then the tweets got deleted, if you can believe it. Because people were like, this wasn't a concert, this was a football game.
They're very particular about that. There's like... it's a documentary David Beckham put together, and it was supposed to be about the history of the English Premier League, but it was really just about Manchester United and David Beckham's friends.
Yeah.
But part of it was an American company bought the rights, and then they tried to have, like, cheerleaders and make it, and all the English football fans were like, no, thank you. So it's a different breed. And
I also don't know anything about sports, but I feel like having Camila is an odd choice. Like, if you're gonna have an artist, okay, but, like,
Camila's not the one.
It's not the one.
The one to have would have been Liverpool.
Yeah.
Is it the Liverpool game that they
Oasis
that this happened? The one that I think it was Liverpool Real Madrid for this game. Yeah. The one to have would have been Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa because they sing every time Liverpool wins, they sing One Kiss.
Now, Camila, it is.
Yeah.
Camila, it is.
Toronto was just ranked one of the best cities in the world for work-life balance. This is a comprehensive study on work-life balance in 100 cities over the world. Yeah. They looked at 130 data points, including average vacation days taken, unemployment rates, parental leave, multiple jobs, city safety, affordability, wellness, and a whole bunch of other stuff. And we almost did it.
What about how hard you have to work to live here?
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
None of that.
No.
Okay.
Well, that would be under affordability, right? How do you feel about this, Jax?
I'll just make this up.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, over and over. Okay.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ. You sound like a dolphin.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's been a bit of a crazy few days for TJ. Can you explain what happened with yours and Val's doll?
Yeah, Charlie broke her leg. And not in a unserious way. She was just, it was just a freak accident. She's playing with a stick and she jumped and landed funny and fractured her leg in four places. When she was in Peterborough. So like, to think about your body, like to the equivalent would be like if you broke your femur, like the upper part of your leg. Like it's a very serious thing. So Charlie had to get emergency surgery, and she got a metal plate and 12 screws in her leg. And she's a really, really active dog. So she has to basically be under supervision for the next 8 to 10 weeks.
Poor gal.
For her recovery.
Yeah.
And we have to hope that goes well, because the alternative is that they have to amputate her leg.
Oh.
Which is not...
not good. Not
ideal.
She's a four-year-old dog.
Yeah.
And, like, she's a wonderful, wonderful dog. And she's very playful and she's very, like, energetic. So this has just been, quite frankly, hell for the last like, 4 or 5 days.
So you just keep her in a crate? Like, how do you do this?
They say it's good to let her, like, walk around a little bit and stretch and, like... It's when you get her there, you want to wrap her in bubble wrap and like put her in a harness and not let her move. But they're resilient and she has to walk around a little bit. Yeah. But like we live in a condo on the fourth floor, and it just happens that like we just have the best place for her. She's under supervision all the time with us.
Yeah.
So even just to take her out to go to the bathroom, it's a 30-minute ordeal because we have to put a full muzzle on her just to, you know, she's in pain. She's an animal.
Yeah.
You don't want to make sure that she nips it, like if she moves in a weird way. So we put the muzzle on her. You put the harness on her, and it takes both Val and I to walk her down. I have to pick her up and put her on this like hand cart. We roll her down. She looks like the it's like the Pope Mobile.
Yeah.
And we roll her down, pick her up, put her on the grass. She goes pee. We put her right back up on the cart and take her back upstairs.
Damn.
And it's an ordeal, and we have to, you know, you have to give her medication, and you have to make sure she's good, and then every once in a while we put her in her crate. And then we go for a walk, because they also say it's good for them to be alone for an hour or two to have a full-on sleep. Because when you're there, they're resting, but they're aware of their surroundings.
Yeah.
They're aware that you're there. They're aware that I just opened the fridge and, like, that type of stuff. So if we're not there, she has some peace and quiet. She can rest.
Oh, the poor darling.
I know. I feel awful for her.
That's terrible. Oh, my God.
And then, you know, in the dark sense of humor kind of way, Val and I were kind of laughing because, like, we have the worst luck on earth because we got engaged.
Yeah,
and then 4 days later, Charlie breaks her leg.
Yeah.
Like, just can't have a minute of peace.
Can't have a nice thing. No way.
I remember those freak accidents happens with dogs. I remember I had my dog was already older, right?
Yeah.
And he had cancer, but he's gonna be fine. It was one of those things. But because of the chemo, when he jumped off the deck, he snapped a tendon in his knee. And so... for the rest of his life, you couldn't perform surgery on him with the chemo he's out.
Yeah.
So for the rest of his life, he had to wear these like leather stirrups.
Yeah.
Literally, like he's walking around with his butt hanging out, and he had these pants that would also wrap around his shoulders. It was like
incredible.
He honestly kind of looked like, you know,
you in high school,
dominatrix. No,
he was wearing chaps, man. He was wearing chaps.
Absolutely. Yeah. He just walked around. Okay. And the thing was, it was supposed to keep his knees straight, so he kind of around his butt would really get, his hips would really get into it and be like, Max, seeing a little dangerous at the park.
Dummy dog.
You have to, TJ. You have to like have dark humor about it because there's no other way to get through it, right?
So what you're saying is I got to turn Charlie into a dominatrix?
Why not?
Listen,
you just got to know what the safe word is and teach it to them.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is my first show since last Wednesday, so last Tuesday afternoon, I kind of lost my voice, and then Wednesday, I came in here and sounded a lot like this. And I was like, okay, well, Thursday, Friday, I'll rest it and then come back Monday, right? I kept thinking that it would take like a day or two.
And how many podcasts did you record after our show on Wednesday?
On Wednesday, I did one show. And then after Wednesday afternoon, I was like, I can't do this. So I didn't do anything Thursday. I thought it would get better. Didn't get better. Didn't do anything Friday. Thought it would get better. Didn't get better. And then Saturday and Sunday, same thing. And so I'm literally like, I'm sitting here this morning like, well, I have to go to work because I can't miss another day. But it was also like, I still don't have my voice back. And it's funny when you call people like this.
Yeah.
And you sound like this. Everybody has some weird at-home remedy that they're like, well, you need to try, have you tried hibiscus and salt?
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know what that is. And they're like, try it. It works for me. And like, you know, everybody's like, oh, gargle salt water. That was the thing I got all the time. I'm like, do you think I didn't do that? Do you think I didn't try that?
I didn't try that one.
Like, well, what about throat lozenges? Yeah, do you think I didn't, like, just crush Fisherman's Friend? Like, there was some party drug? Like, it was, I don't want to sound like this, but this is how I sound. And people automatically assume, A, that you're not taking care of yourself, especially if they're a mother. They're my mother. My friend, who is a real estate agent, she was like, have you done all these things? I'm like, Marla, can you just chill for a second? For sure, I know. But I wanted to ask you guys about your at-home remedies that it doesn't have to be for like a sore throat or a cold or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I want to know what your family says. No, there's no science to prove this, but it works for me.
My fiance Val would love to call in about this because she says anytime anything even remotely not good in her life happens, my remedy is, oh, why don't you have some more water and then go have a shower? She's like, you can't just add various forms of like using water to my life and everything's gonna get better. She has a headache, shower and water. She has a bad day at work, shower and a glass of water.
Yeah, what is it with people with headaches? What, have you drank water today? Are you unclenching your jaw? I'm like, I don't know, man.
Well, they have a point. Like, usually headaches are from dehydration.
She's one of them.
It's science. It's literally science. Growing up, anything, whether it was a cold, a flu, you could have a sore foot. Vicks VapoRub.
Oh, yeah.
My family loves Vicks VapoRub.
No
way.
Oh, yeah.
It smells like my childhood. I can smell it. Anything.
You know,
didn't
you could always tell the shirts that you got sick into because the Vicks stains it a little bit.
Yeah,
you
get a little
that
oil.
Little oily,
yeah, a little
oily
oil
marks.
Stain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love Vicks VapoRub, man.
I put some on, Everly had bronchitis in a couple months ago, and I put it on her chest and on her nose.
Yeah.
And it was her first time having it on her nose, and she was like, she just started crying. She was like, didn't know what to do with herself.
It's weird.
Vicks VapoRub. Oh, my God. Producer Leah, do you have one in your family?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
What do you got?
Every Jamaican will tell you that warm ginger ale, whether it's for your stomach, whether it's for your head, whether it's for your throat, warm ginger ale.
Warm.
And it's got to be warm.
Okay.
Warm right? Don't even think about making it cold. Don't put no ice in it.
Interesting.
It has to be warm. And it will cure you right away.
Interesting.
Right away.
Check this out from Owen Sound. Hey, for a cold or stuffed up nose, ketchup in an onion sandwich works like a charm.
Really?
Now, I'm assuming is that raw onion?
Oh, it would have to be. Yeah.
My grandfather used to feed us this all the time. Onion and radish sandwiches, he said, with, quote, put hair on your chest.
Yeah, they're good
really?
For you.
Really? Yeah. I know that when my great-grandmother had soreness, like she, you know, obviously, a couple generations ago and British, didn't have the best teeth in the world.
Okay.
I don't come from a lineage of great teeth.
Okay.
I have fake teeth myself because of it.
Yeah.
So I'm allowed to say that. She used to soak her teeth in like brandy.
What?
Oh,
which apparently numbs it, but it's obviously brandy's full of sugar, right? So it made it worse, but that was the thing. Just soak it, have a little bit of brandy with that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was just so weird.
A little taste.
Nanny needs a nip.
No, will you imagine? She'd be sitting there with like a brandy glass and her teeth, the top of her teeth, just on the lid of it.
Come here, honey.
So, yeah.
Was she using the same glass every night, too, or was it a different glass?
I think it was probably a different glass. Yeah, I don't know. I never met her personally, but that was what I was told. My grandma's saying, and this is another text from the 705, onions in socks. Weirdest thing ever.
What?
Onions in socks?
So you put raw onions on around your feet and then put it in your socks. Never heard of that.
No, that's a new one.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
So 999-99 attacks. We want to know your at-home remedies. No science needed. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So what we want to know is, what's your like family's secret at-home remedy for anything? It doesn't have to be because, you know, I'm sick, but like, and I'm not even really sick, to be honest with you. I don't know what the hell the problem with my voice is, but the reality is that sometimes those at-home remedies, not based in science, work the best. Julie, tell us about yours. Who made this up? What else we got on text, Tish?
Some weird ones. Leah in the 647s, raw garlic cloves up your nose.
What?
Makes it unclogged.
Also, oh, I've seen that on TikTok. They actually, ear, nose, and throat doctors tell you not to do that. Yeah.
They
yeah.
say don't shove anything.
Yeah, because what it does, so it apparently what happens is when you shove it up your nose, your body creates more mucus to deal with
this. Yes,
yeah. So you think that you're clearing things out, but you're in not. Actuality, you're just making more.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting. Shaylin says, my Irish Nana swears that oil of oregano and a cup of tea fixes everything.
Okay.
Okay, I've heard that too.
Oil of oregano is so good.
It's awful.
Oh, it's awful, but it works.
Awful. It doesn't work?
Yes. Yes, it does. It helps with the colds and congestion.
Okay. All right.
Lissa says, my Italian nanny used to put potatoes on her head for a headache, and my grandpa used to rub a steak on an ailment and then bury it in the backyard.
I don't know what I'm talking about. I love these
steak
stories.
Steak on an ailment. Just,
like you have a bruise.
So funny. I can't even laugh properly because my voice doesn't work. But man, that's so funny.
From the 416, my dad makes me black tea with a pinch of black pepper. It helped me. Also, low key, pull the music down, Adam. Adam sounds hot.
Oh, thank you.
That's from Shannon.
Appreciate that. This will not last.
I don't hate it.
You don't hate it.
No, and like when you were really raspy on Thursday, you were like, I got to go home. And I was like, but don't.
Thank you, Jax. But I really don't. Appreciate that. But I feel like I sound like a 13-year-old who's just getting into it with the big boy voice.
Listen, shove some garlic up your nose or do nothing about it. Yeah. One or the other.
Last one. I am from India. Mild warm milk with turmeric is what my grandmother recommends.
Okay, I've heard turmeric is actually really good with some of this, clearing some of that stuff out.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try that. Ugh. Although the mild warm milk, I'm like,
no, thank you.
I love a big glass of milk.
No, thank you.
The warmer, the better.
Jack Harlow, Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
There's a new Chucky TV show filming in Toronto, and creepy dolls are popping up all over the city and freaking people out. This is the show's second time filming in the GTA, and they've been spotted at Square One, the Devil's Punch Bowl Conservation Area in Hamilton, and along the streets and neighborhoods in Toronto. So if you see a murderous-looking doll, don't worry. They're probably just filming a TV show. Did you see the clips of Camila Cabello getting booed at the UEFA Champions League final? I guess it's uncommon in Europe to have a performer at things like championship soccer matches, but that didn't stop them from wheeling out Camila. And she went out there, and they started booing her, and then they started singing their team's anthem over her performance. And then she went on Twitter, not thrilled, saying, playing back our performance, and I can't believe people were singing their team's anthem so loud during our performance. Like, my team and I worked tirelessly for so long to bring right vibes and give a good show, and then she called it rude. The tweets then got deleted because people said, this isn't the Super Bowl. This wasn't a performance. This was a championship game.
Yeah. Like,
listen, I feel bad. Football fans like their things the way they like their things.
Yeah.
And
they kind of set her up to fail there, honestly. Like,
well, yeah. I think, listen, at the end of the day, when you're in performing arts, whether it's a radio show or it's you're on stage or whatever, if you work tirelessly and you work hard and you're in the wrong stage, it doesn't matter how hard you work.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nobody cares. If you suck, you suck. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't mean that her performance was bad. In front of her own fans, it might have been amazing. but those were not her fans, and that was not her audience.
Exactly.
Right?
Hey, temperatures are expected to feel like 36 degrees this week. Yeah. Environment Canada is predicting that Tuesday could set a record for the hottest May 31st in Toronto in history. Beaches aren't officially open until June, and outdoor swimming pools are still weeks away from opening, they're saying, but they could look to do it easier, or earlier, pardon me, just because people are looking for a little bit of relief. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Now, hands up if your building hasn't turned on the AC yet, because there's a bunch of people in Toronto complaining right now. It's going to be 30 degrees and 31 tomorrow, and people's buildings are like, we don't turn on the air conditioning until June 15th.
Like, stop, that's our arbitrary turn it on, help us.
Yeah, seriously. Hey, by the way, we're playing Justin Bieber. It's a brand new song. We have Justin Bieber tickets at 8:30. Yes. Thought I'd give you the heads up.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We're doing this show because we're a Toronto show, but we, you know, obviously hit everywhere around. Like, we go as far as Buffalo, Southern Ontario, Niagara, St. Catharines, all the way up to, like, Bowmanville, Clarington. And this one, this text we got, because you can listen to us online, from Kingston. Hey, guys, you're talking about when something that you watch is too scary. What do you do? Well, I eat raw lemon.
What?
Why?
I don't know.
That makes my teeth hurt just reading that.
That's just all they wrote. It's just, I eat a raw lemon. Okay. Now, I was watching, I had a couple of days off last week because I was sounding like this and feeling not very good. And my girlfriend Natalie works from home. So what she does when she's kind of doing consulting work is she'll throw on a TV show in the background.
Yeah.
And we're thinking, okay, so the new Stranger Things came out. Why don't we couldn't remember anything from the previous three seasons because they came out such a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So we started at episode one and last night finished the full three seasons.
Oh my God,
seasons.
You guys went for it.
Oh yeah, we binged hard. It was great.
Millie Bobby Brown grow up?
Absolutely. Yeah, literally. They're like 26.
Yeah.
And
they're retiring
this
summer.
Yeah, they are. But what was funny was, especially season two, it starts to get actually very scary.
Yeah.
And not for me, I have a high tolerance for that, but my girlfriend Natalie does not.
Okay.
And she, I think 7 or 8 times throughout season two and season three asked, okay, can we put it on mute?
Yeah.
Because I guess what she used to do, if she had to watch something scary, and her line for scary is a lot less than mine.
Yes, yeah.
She would put it on mute and then put the subtitles on to get through the scary scenes.
Oh, darling.
Can't be scared if you're reading.
100%. So I was like, no, you have to experience the scary. You have to get into it.
It's like controlling.
So I wouldn't let her do it.
Yeah.
No, and you gotta
I respect it, man.
If you're watching something scary, you need to be scared. That's what I think.
I'm an almost 34-year-old woman, and I still will put my hands over my eyes if I don't like something.
Do
I'll look
still
away.
That?
Yes, I'll look away. I'll cover my eyes.
Do you do that with Law and Order? Is it SVU, Criminal Intent? What's your Law and Order?
Okay, so I ran out of SVU episodes to watch.
Oh my God, you must have watched a lot, because there's a lot of SVU episodes.
Prime tricks you, and they don't have all the seasons available. But now I'm on regular Law and Order.
Okay.
But
okay.
No, I don't cover up, because it's real.
It's disturbing,
it's
not
like,
scary.
Yeah.
I get it.
Monsters.
TJ, what's your reaction? How do you get through? And I want to know this. 999-999, you can call us, 416-872-9999. You're watching something scary. What's the thing that you do to get through the scary parts?
I try and make fun of the show that we're watching.
Oh,
I do it if I anything really? Emotional, honestly. If it's scary or if it's like really sad or if it's like really romantic, I'll be like, oh, here's some funny little quip. Like trying to make myself disassociate from it. The other thing you can do is have your phone in arm's reach at all times. Because it's hard to be scared when you're pretending like you're texting.
Yeah, or you're looking at mean tweets on Twitter.
Yeah, exactly.
A text here. Guys, if I watch anything scary, I have to watch something that will make me laugh. Usually put on episodes of Friends right afterwards.
Yeah.
Yes.
My buddy Derek was like that too. He used to laugh at scary movies. Mm-hmm. And it was a riot to go with him. So we went and saw Dawn of the Dead when I was in grade 8, grade 9. And when you're that young, like, you really get into it, right?
Yeah.
And it's less of a scary movie, more of a horror movie. But my dad took us, and I'll never forget it, because there's like a scene at the beginning where somebody is like pointing a gun at their husband who's turned into a zombie right at the beginning of the movie. And then she gets hit by an errant ambulance.
Oh, my God.
And it's because it's a horror movie, right?
Yeah.
And so the entire movie theater, and as a part of the suspense, the volume just disappears and the entire movie theater is silent. And all you hear at the back is my buddy Derek like, oh! And then the whole movie started laughing.
Yeah.
Never forgot it.
Oh.
And the rest of the movie, we just laughed the whole way through.
So uncomfortable.
Very uncomfortable. So I wanted to know what your strategy was because I thought the mute button plus subtitles was a new one. I never heard that before.
I like that one.
She still got through it. She toughed it out. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
If you're something scary, what do you have to do? Like, in terms of, like, scary movies, scary TV shows, my girlfriend's like, all right, I'm putting on mute, watching the subtitles. Except I won't let her do that. You have to experience the scare, in my opinion.
Like, no, let her do what she wants. Let her survive how she needs to.
You have to be terrified and not sleep. That's what you get for watching scary movies. So what do we got, TJ, on the text?
I got some great ones coming in. If I watch anything scary after, I have to watch something that's going to make me laugh. I've heard that one. From the 289, my nervous/scared reaction is to laugh. So people always think I'm a psycho too. I watch scary movies during the day, somebody said. That's the only time if I'm going to do something scary, the sun has to be up. If the sun's down, watching Step Brothers again, sorry.
It does lose a bit of its edge if you can see everything.
No,
right?
It doesn't matter. And then it'll ruin my day too.
Will it? Yeah. Actually, try watching a scary movie at 10 a.m. And I bet you won't be scared.
I watched Midsommar. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
Hey, so that's not scary. That just messes with your head. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Watch that in the day because I thought that would help, but it didn't. Yeah. It didn't. Yeah.
Watch Hereditary.
That was the next one I was going
to
say.
That is scary.
No, I have no business.
I said my method is to have your phone on you at all times. Somebody said TJ's method all the way. Every time my wife and I are starting a show that's making us cry, we both pull out our phones, or one of us goes into the kitchen to make food to hide our tears.
Yeah.
I love that.
Why does the sandwich taste salty? Well, because I was crying into it. Last one from the 905, sour candy. My therapist actually taught me to eat sour candy for panic attacks because it shocks the senses.
Yeah, yeah.
And I translated this trick into scary and sad movies, too, to distract myself. Yeah,
I didn't know that.
After my dad passed, my grief counselor said to start using sour candies. Yeah, like because like if you're having panic or overwhelm or just like big feelings, sour candy can help with your tears and like not suppressing them, but managing them.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Wow, we really learned something today.
Hurt my cheeks, though, man. Yeah. Hurt my cheeks.
Yeah, you can't just keep eating them. No. It's like, eat one, right? Isn't
it's not enough. You ride to work this morning. Looking good. The major series highways seem to be incident-free for the most part. A little bit of a slowdown happening on the QW Toronto bound just past Cawthra. Sticking into the right lane, so that's tying things up a bit. If you have any updates on your ride into work this morning, always text us and let us know how it's going for you at 999-999. Unibet's hundreds of casino games are coming to Canada. Download Unibet and start playing slots, table games, and live dealer casino today. You must be 19 or older and physically located within Ontario. Play responsibly. Today, 33 degrees with humidity. Right now, it's 8:24. I'm Jax.
I like this one. I watch scary movies through my water bottle, so it's distorted, but I don't miss anything. That's a good idea.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, if you own a truck, you know what it's like to own a truck. And I'm not talking about an SUV. A truck is a pickup truck, and that is it. Okay? Now, Jax had to run to the dump the other day.
I love the dump.
The dump is pretty damn cool, especially the one by Lakeshore. It's a great dump. They're really nice there.
They're so nice.
Really kind and always say, hi, how are you? How's it going? I go down there all the time.
Welcome to the dump.
Welcome to the dump, where everything's paradise, and it's all very organized, too.
That's
the thing.
It is so organized. It's beautiful. And there's also, I didn't realize this, a second floor of the dump.
There is. You drive up to the thing.
It's wild.
But I got, I don't know if I've told you this, but at the dump, I got a talking to, my first talking to as an adult.
Good.
At the dump, because their light doesn't work. There's supposed to be like a red light that says don't drive.
Oh, yeah.
So I saw that it was off. But there's a stop sign there, so I'm like, do I go? Do I not go? So I drove to the top, and the guy took me aside, and he's like, listen, you see that? And it's a gigantic bulldozer. And I'm talking this bulldozer's wheels are bigger than the size of my truck. These things are huge. And he's like, that thing could run your truck over in no time at all. So don't come up here unless I give you the wave. I'm like, gotcha.
They were really sweet. They helped me and they gave me a broom. So I guess that we had different experiences.
Yeah. No. He was great. Okay. He's just like, don't kill yourself. Now, Jax took my truck because she had so much garbage that she needed a truck and not a Volkswagen Golf to do it.
Yeah.
And
more
TJ,
than a go-kart.
TJ, how would you explain Jax's reaction when I told her I was getting a truck?
Not overly positive. She made fun of you for about 2.5 years.
Right.
And would use this voice that was like, ooh, I'm Adam, I need a truck. And
no, it's pronounced truck.
Yeah. And I love a pylon, so of course I was like, yeah, screw you and your truck.
Yeah.
But she hasn't been overly positive about it.
Right. So, Jax, you asked to borrow the truck.
Yeah, I did.
Obviously, I obliged. Can you please explain to the class your experience with the Honda Ridgeline?
I have never in my life felt more powerful. I was attracted to myself.
Yeah.
I had all the windows down just so I could be seen in the truck.
Right.
I get it with truck people. I also, like, as you guys know, am not a very tall person. Like, I'm like 5'2". So it made me be able to see things.
Yes.
When I'm driving around in my Golf, I can't see much. Yeah. Like, I can't do left turns because I can't see what's coming usually. I wait for a really long time.
How did you pass your driving test?
Halifax.
That's another story, yeah. But in the truck, I can see what's coming. So I, like, honestly, guys, I love the truck so much. And the feeling of being in a larger vehicle that I talked about maybe wanting to get a Bronco for the past year or so. Mm. I'm ordering one this week.
Are you really?
I'm ordering a Bronco this week. Yeah,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Well, and by order, I mean I'm pre-ordering because they're incredibly hard to get for. If you're listening, please just let me buy one.
So.
But no, like, I want a big vehicle. I want...
Yeah, you know what they say. The smaller you are, the bigger the vehicle you should have.
No,
sure.
But it'll help. It'll help for safety.
Uh-huh. Here's a text message. We used to make fun of my dad for getting a Honda Ridgeline until we realized how useful it was.
Oh my God.
So,
it's so hot.
I like
so
the truck
cool.
thing so much that I have not only converted you, okay? My dad is going to take my Ridgeline because my lease is almost up. He's buying out my lease and he wants it because I am upgrading to a bigger truck. I'm getting an F-150.
I'm going
to
drive
too.
Yeah.
I've driven a couple of my friends' F-150s. It's like driving a bus.
Yeah.
And it's big and it's...
It's so hot.
That's the only way I can describe it. I'm very excited about this. But here's what I wanted to ask at 999-999-4168-729-999. Question. The question is, have you driven a truck yet? And are you a convert? That's my question. I want to see if we can find even one person that's like, no, I'm not. So you're going to get a Bronco, but I don't even think that's going to compare.
No, that counts, I think.
They're
that's
humongous.
A truck.
Yeah, it's lifted.
They are big.
They're huge. I'm getting the big Bronco.
You're getting you're getting the big tires?
Yeah, the big guy. Yeah.
My fiance is from Peterborough, which means I think I have to get a truck to make the marriage work.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's right.
That's from my understanding.
Going to be a man.
Yeah.
Go to a Peterborough Pete's game.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We got a text message here. That was Kim. Somebody texted it. It's like, Kim's got the BD.
Yeah.
For sure.
I respect her. That's how I'm going to sound. You just watch out.
Somebody, so passionate.
Somebody else said, hey, Jax, if you do get an F-150, please, for the love of God, don't sound like that woman. Listen, I want Kim's energy, man. Yeah. I want Kim's confidence. And nothing wrong with that. Good for you, Kim.
I drove your truck once, and then here I am. I'm a truck woman now.
Now, we want to talk to you if you're a big vehicle person. You've been converted. Now, there's some people on the text line who are not fans, some people who are. TJ, mm-hmm. What do we got?
Kristen says, I drove my boyfriend's work truck, and I want to trade in my Kia Sportage for a truck now.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Yeah.
I have a Cadillac Escalade extended cab, and I can hold 7 people and several hockey bags, never going back.
That's like my dream car, like a huge, that or what's the big Yukon. Could you see me in a Yukon?
Oh, yeah. Now, the thing with the Escalades and the Yukons, they're so big. Where do you park them? That's the thing. Like, even like street parking is almost impossible.
Yeah,
isn't
I could do street parking, and that's all I have.
I wouldn't be able to do one of those big vehicles that you have to be conscious of how high it is when you're going to the parking garage.
Oh, yeah. 100%. I don't even know if I have to with mine.
Last one from the 647. I drive my dad's F-150.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, Kim's happy. I'm 5'1 and a tiny human. I love the look people give me when I get out. It makes me feel badass.
Yeah.
I'm gonna come pick you guys up in my big Bronco.
Get it lifted.
And we're gonna cruise around and listen to music.
Are you gonna get it the convertible one? Like, are you gonna get it where you can take the top off? Because you can do that.
Yeah, I'm gonna get.
Are you?
You
can get a hard top convertible.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm gonna get whatever one that they'll give me because they're hard to get and I can't afford gas, so I can't afford to be choosy either.
Two door, four door. What are we going with?
I'd love to get a four door.
Wow.
Yeah.
For all my friends.
What color, just so we know who to
fully swear. Blacked out. Yeah.
All right. So when Jax gets her blacked out Bronco, we're going to do what we did when I got my Mustang. Now, you might not know this story, but
don't do this to me again.
So I drove, Jax and I drove to TJ's house in my Mustang that I love. It's my the car that I dreamt of, so I bought it. And we drove to TJ's house, and he could hear us coming.
I was the table started vibrating across the room, and I looked up and said, "They're here."
It's just big and old. And then we were driving on the street, and we were driving by somebody's condo that we didn't really like very much. So Jax gave that person's condo a finger, the finger, right? Yeah. But the problem was that right beside us was the police. So the police officers in the SUV thought that we were giving them the middle finger.
I mean, no. Yeah. Sorry about that.
So Jax, being the dangerous woman that she is, in her all blacked out Bronco, you can expect many middle fingers to come.
Oh, I'm going
to
be mean and scary.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Big week on the show and a big week in the city. Obviously, the weather's amazing. One of their special weather statement just for the heat. But really, the thing we want to talk about is Pride, which starts on Wednesday officially.
Yes.
And we're excited about this. Now, we call this Jax is on tour month.
Yeah.
She's pulled in every different direction. They're like, "Hey, you're gay. Can you come on our show and talk about it?"
Lesbian FM, baby.
Yeah. But in all honesty, you know, we really value Pride. And I think it's extremely, as much as we poke fun at Jax being pulled in a million different directions, it's really important what you do. And I think, you know, this year is particularly important because it's been 2 years since we've been able to get together and actually get into it.
Yeah, we haven't had a Pride since 2019.
It's crazy.
Like, that's absurd. And this is one of the biggest Prides in the world. Like, the festivities that we have here are wild. They're literally world class.
Yeah.
So like you were saying, it's kicking off on Wednesday, June the 1st. But it gets wild. It gets silly. On the week of actual Pride,
right.
And with the parade, and I was reading yesterday, like, over 20 city blocks are going to be shut down because, of course, Church and Wellesley, the church corridor, the Pride corridor, is going to be shut down over the weekend. I'm going to a Dolly Parton themed dance party that my friends are throwing.
Oh, that's so much fun.
Buddies of Bad Times, Steers and Queers. I already have my cowboy hat. Like, I just feel like the city has been waiting to celebrate for so many reasons, mm-hmm. and what a wonderful way to celebrate.
If you haven't ever celebrated Pride before, what's like the number one thing you think you should check out, Jack?
I think the parade and experiencing the feeling and how vibrant the city is that day, like, there, it is literally electric. And whether you are, you know, whether you are out or whether you're out in questioning, or maybe you have no direct affiliation with the queer community or the 2S LGBTQ plus community, you're just curious. There's something for everybody. So it's family oriented. You know, there's activities for you if you want to dance. Like, this year, this is my first sober Pride.
Yeah.
Which I've never done. Wow, yeah. This is my first time celebrating Pride sober. And, like, there's sober Pride events. Like, there is literally something for everybody, whether you're kids, whatever age you are. So I can't get excited enough. And I just need to dance. I just need to shake my body. But yeah, I really suggest that you check out the parade on the 26th, on Sunday the 26th, because it's going to be incredible.
Important, too, that we remember that Pride is started as and still is a protest.
That's right.
It's a protest march.
That's
now, it's
right.
A fun protest march, but it's important that there are major, major issues that we're facing today, especially, and we've seen it here in Canada, but you're seeing it worse in the States, is the transgender children.
Yeah.
You're seeing that the
amount, don't say gay bill,
everything. So it's really important that we really get out there and support. And if there's an organization, if you can't make it out to the parade, or even if you can, one of the things that we always like to shout out is the 519 or the 519.
Baby.
Now, can you talk a little bit quickly before we go here about why this organization is so important?
They're so important because they're a resource house based out of the village here. And whether you are, you know, part of the 2S LGBTQ plus community, or you have a family member who is, there's resources for everybody. They do tremendous, tremendous work here in Toronto. And in order for them to support others, we have to support them. So they're so wonderful, the 519 or the 519.
So we'll be talking about them all June. And it's going to be a great month.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yes.
And you deserve a great Pride.
A
so let's all enjoy it together.